Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breathe, Cleveland. Breathe. You know, it's funny. There was a moment in the third quarter. And I at this point, because I declined to write it down, which is like one of four things I didn't write down I wanted to talk about yesterday. I got the other 96 things I want to talk about. But when I was writing things down, there was a moment where I was like, well, Jacksonville is cooked. And then from that moment on, all Jacksonville did was make me sweat. And I'm not talking about the meat sweats. I'm not talking about a man with, let's just say, blood pressure problems who probably should cut back on the sodium sweats. No, I'm talking like the please, please, please do not steal this game from the Cleveland Browns. Now, fortunately, the Jacksonville Jaguars are an unserious football team. But man, did they make us sweat. And obviously today we got 5 hours to talk about the game. We also will get into the Guardians taking the last two games against the Rays. Probably not going to get into the Isaac Okoro news, but you should know he's back. They got that going for us. So, but no, it's so funny because when it comes to games like that, I always, in September, guys, we make way too much out of what it looks like, right? And honestly, in the NFL in general, we care way too much about style points. Yes, contextually, those things do matter. And being able to proper put those things into context totally matters. All right, well, you played poorly against a bad team, and now what does that mean? In September, can we just all agree? Just take the damn win. Like, I get it. There's a lot to clean up from that game. But if you're playing your best football on September 15th, you probably cooked anyways. Like Vegas. Vegas beat Baltimore last night, or yesterday, on, well, okay, it wasn't really truly a last-second field goal because Lamar had the ball with like 30 seconds to do something, and basically he did something stupid. But like, that's the best game Vegas is going to play all year. They're not a good team. Gardner Minshew, once you start playing against better quarterbacks, is going to get outclassed time and time again. Who cares? You beat the Raiders. Or sorry, who cares? You're the Raiders. You beat the Ravens. So most times when you get a win in September, all I really care about is did you win the damn game? I will say, yesterday, push that logic. Whether it was the offense disappearing in the second half, the wide receivers with multiple key drops, whether it was individual decision-making by Deshaun, by Kevin Stefanski, whether it was, honestly, needing the defense to save your ass. And can we just say this? Because I get, we're going to talk a lot about Deshaun today. Well done on the defense. Well done on the defense for the first half that made Jacksonville look completely, ridiculous. Like, they completely neutralized anything that Jacksonville tried to do. Make a good play, we're going to take two better plays back from you. But then late, after Trevor Lawrence started cooking, because, you know, it's tough to shut down a good NFL quarterback for four quarters, to get the safety near the end of that game, which didn't exactly ice the game like we hoped it did, but certainly it really did put Jacksonville in their place and took all the momentum out. Because that's the thing that we've talked about a lot with the defense. When the vibes are up, when the aura points are up, in the words of my teenage daughter, when the aura points are up, guys, it's easy to be the number one defense in the NFL. In that third and fourth quarter, a lot was going wrong from them, right? It was the lucky big play at the right possible time for Jacksonville. In those scenarios, that defense could have bleeped the bed. And in those scenarios, that defense has bleeped the bed. And that's not what they did yesterday. When it mattered absolutely the most, the defense secured the win for you. And maybe the thing that should make you feel the best is, That's the way I thought it was going to look in September. The defense is Herculean, and the offense is a work in progress. And if you, honestly, if you flip that game, I don't know you feel any better about it. If Jacksonville dominates you in the first half, and then you dominate Jacksonville in the second half, even though in both scenarios you're still getting the dub, I kind of feel like this is the beauty is in the eye of the beholder game, right? If you thought that the Browns are totally cooked, there's a good chance you still think that after that game. And if you thought that that Dallas game was circumstantially a circumstantial ass-whooping, like fate led you to that booty kicking, well, you probably still feel pretty okay about the Cleveland Browns. But there are things that that game was, and there are things that game wasn't. That game was not pretty. 2-4 on third down, 13 penalties, 100 yards. MJ Emerson dropped the interception in the second quarter. Winston Reed delivered the hit of the game on the special teams player, Tank Bigsby, which then, of course, led to a huge turnover, which was negated because Dustin Hopkins crossed the 50-yard line. And it was probably the first time I've had cause to drop an expletive into his name. It was Dustin Bleepin' Hopkins for about 30 seconds there. But that it wasn't pretty. You know what it was, though? Necessary. Like, I get that on days like today, this week, that the whole thing is when you have 25 hours a week, or the Monin Boys have 20 hours a week, and Baskin Phelps 20 hours a week, minus 5 hours for press conferences. Like, and JP at nights, three, four, 5 hours a night on any given night. It's easy, and we probably will go over this win with a fine-tooth comb. Guys, that team, that quarterback, that head coach, that locker room needed the win, right? It doesn't answer every question that we had for them. It's not the greatest game I've ever seen played. Yep, they tried their darndest at certain points to let that game go away. And yet at the same point, they got the win. So it doesn't stop the pressure. It doesn't prove the existence of Bigfoot, all right, or the fact that you are a Super Bowl caliber team. Not every game can be that. And this team, given the enormity of the reaction to game one and the latest news on Deshaun Watson, it was necessary what they did yesterday, which is they got a team win. The defense carried them for four quarters. The offense gave you one half of really good football. Deshaun gave you a step in the right direction. That is what we call a necessary win. Another thing this game wasn't. It wasn't the best game of Deshaun Watson's life. It wasn't the game that's going to make you say, aha, he is that guy. And finally, guys, that's not going to happen overnight either. You just needed a step in the right direction or multiple steps in the right direction for Deshaun Watson. And that's what that was. Because while that wasn't the best game he's ever played, it can also be an encouraging step from Deshaun on multiple different levels. That game also didn't answer every question about the Cleveland Browns. But I think we're so close to it here. And I think the thing that we sometimes miss when it comes to football, every single football season, unless you have Pat Mahomes, feels like two steps forward, two steps.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steps back. And I think I think the frustration here is we haven't reached a point where you can say Super Bowl, Super Browns every Sunday. And we don't have to live in our fears. And we can just go, they're going to win no matter what. Guys, that's most team in the NFL. Cincinnati has been to a Super Bowl in the last 4 years. They are going through it right now with Ja'Marr Chase being the biggest baby in the world and Joe Burrow looking at points superhuman and then at other points very, very human. I don't think anybody big picture Most NFL fan bases don't realize this is how it's supposed to be. It's hard to win in the NFL. So while that didn't answer every question about the Browns, it did answer maybe the most important question we had that popped up after week one, which is how will the Browns respond to getting embarrassed on national television and getting housed in their own house? Yeah, okay. Well, the big spin zone. Well, the defense didn't play that bad. They gave up 30-plus points and gave up, yes, tons. So if your bar is the defense didn't play as bad as the offense week one, well, you won nothing because they still didn't play well enough to win. So the defense bounced back in a phenomenal performance this last, not blame-free, not perfect, but a damn good performance, and the offense did as well. They responded the way you would hope a team can respond. I'm not taking that for granted, guys, because Friday, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know. I don't remember doing a prediction on Friday. I sent one out, I think it was 20-17 Browns on Sunday right before kick, but it took me the entirety of the weekend to think that that was going to go the way of the Browns. Here's another thing that this win wasn't. Kevin's best coaching job. And there are two things we're going to call out in this hour about Kevin Stefanski decision-making that continues. Again, I know that we view every one of these decisions in a vacuum. Okay, I know that it is tough to win in the NFL, and it is tough to be a good head coach in the NFL. All that being said, guys, there are a couple things that the pick and choose on when to be aggressive. And so it wasn't Kevin's best game. The 3rd and 6 call, to absolve him of that, both things can be true. Deshaun made a boneheaded play, and it was a boneheaded call. Here's the other thing. It also wasn't Kevin's worst coaching job. That was a weekend ago. Kevin's job, play calling, setting things up, getting his team ready against Dallas, was so below par. I don't remember ever feeling that way about a game, coming out of that game, about our head coach. And much like the team, the head coach answered the call. I promise you, it's not because it's a Victory Monday. You got to give credit where credit's due. That's a good bounce-back win for the Cleveland Browns, even if it doesn't answer every single concern you had.